Hello, welcome to Jungle Juice. This is the first episode of my six-part podcast series. Basically, in this show, me and my guests are going to discuss strange, obscure animals that we've heard about throughout the world. And we're going to talk about their facts, what makes them unique, and see where the conversation leads us. So today I'm here with two of my roommates. I'll let them introduce themselves.
What's up, boys and girls? I'm Javier Ronaldo.
I'm Big Slow Jam Sugary Mike.
Jesus.
Why you need to do this, man?
That's my radio name. Just go. I'm ready.
Me too, I'm ready
for the show.
Sugar Mama.
All right. So I'd like to start this conversation by saying that I'm not an expert on animals, and neither of my guests today are.
No.
So we're just going with the facts that we've come across in research and what we've heard. So some of it could possibly be wrong, and if it is, just let me know in the comments. Anyways.
No,
all right, we're just going to hop right into the first animal. So the first one we're highlighting today is the box jellyfish. Have either of you heard of the box jellyfish?
Well, I have something to say first. My roommate, John Alex, is a big dog. And besides that, yes, I've heard of the box jellyfish. I've seen it on TV, on Discovery Channel. Can't name the show, but I know they're very dangerous. They live in the waters of Australia.
Good fact.
And people usually have to be rushed to the hospital within minutes of a bite, or they can potentially lose limbs.
Well, you're basically an expert, man. I don't know why you're not doing this show. How about you, Javi? You heard of it?
What was the name again?
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish. No, I haven't, but that sounds really dangerous, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's closer to you in Spain than it is to us in America, so you better watch out.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to give a little bit of a physical info on the box jellyfish. So first of all, they can grow up to 10 feet long, which is kind of huge.
That's what she said.
Jesus Christ.
What?
My roommate over here happens to be 6'3", so that's almost 4 feet taller than you, man.
Yeah, that's scary. Let me tell you that.
All right, so they usually live around a year old. They're kind of a blue transparent color, kind of like a ghost, kind of see-through.
It's even scarier.
Yeah. And then, like my roommate said, they're mostly found in the waters of northern Australia. All right, so now let's get into the real interesting facts. So they have around 15 tentacles, and each of these tentacles has 5,000 sting cells. So
Jesus.
That sounds not fun. Have either of you been stung by a jellyfish?
No. I haven't had the pleasure.
No?
I didn't have the pleasure, but it was like a small one, you know?
A regular one.
They were small and cute. Yeah. Didn't do much, just burned a little bit, but yeah.
You lived.
I lived. That's why I'm here, talking to you.
I got another question for you then. Did you let someone pee on it?
I cannot talk about this.
Because I've always wondered if that actually works. You know, everyone says it.
No, it works, actually. That's what happened.
So someone peed on you?
Yeah. Well, I peed myself.
It's on your leg.
Yeah.
Wow.
My food, so I just, you know how it works. You're a guy, so.
You know what? Just go with it, roll with it.
Yeah.
All right. So the venom in these stings is known as one of the most deadly in the world in sea creatures. So that's pretty gnarly. And the venom attacks the heart, nervous system, and skin cells.
Jesus.
So heart first. That's nice.
Very potent.
All right. Now let's look at some of the symptoms. The first is excruciating pain, which that's a great choice of words. Rashes, itching, and if you live, they're scarring. And I've seen some pictures of the scars, and they're gnarly red stripes that I don't think anyone would want for very long.
No, thanks.
Rashes and itches sounds like some people at the D.
Oh, Jesus. Let's not get on that sidetrack. All right, and then it could also lead to nausea, diarrhea, swelling lymph nodes. My roommate over here knows all about swelling lymph nodes.
Oh, yeah.
He had a huge growth on the side of his neck for about a week. It was great. All right. Muscle spasms, coma, and lastly, death. So you could die.
Can this get any worse?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
So there's no exact information on how many deaths there are per year, but it's estimated that there's at least 100 or more per year that die from box jellyfish stings.
I would never imagine.
No. I don't want to go to Australia. I know that.
Australia.
You're allowed to cuss, man. It's fine.
Oh, fuck Australia.
Yeah, there we go. all my Australian listeners, if I have any, he's just kidding. So the reason that most of these people die is from heart failure or drowning from being unable to make it back to shore. Yeah, so I mean, basically that makes me not want to swim in Australia. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if the sharks didn't, but like maybe the little jellyfish.
Oh, the little ones, right?
But you know, Shane, what they say? They say that you only live once, so I'll take a quick bath. Yeah. I think you can dodge it, maybe. I don't know if it, you see it coming to you.
10 feet, you see it coming,
you
right?
You can just dip and try to dodge it. Who knows, right?
It can't be that fast. It can't be that fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty fast.
What's that little jellyfish name? I know that one sucks too, man. Irukandji? I think it's called Irukandji, man. It's a type of box jellyfish too.
That's actually an STD.
Shut up. Anyways, alright guys. So, I mean, I think this brings us to our first little game of this episode. So, before I explain it, who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay, let's do
all
it.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is a little game that we like to play on Jungle Juice. It's a trivia game, and it's called Take a Shot at It, alright? So basically, I'm going to ask my guest over here a multiple choice question, okay?
Jesus, now, this is where the
he's not very good at tests, alright? This is where the kicker comes in, okay? This is where the name makes sense. If you get the question right, I will have to take a shot. And if you get it wrong, you'll be taking a shot. Alright?
Sounds about fair.
Alright. We'll be taking a shot of this little jungle juice we got mixed up over here.
Ooh.
All right, you ready?
Obviously.
All right. What is the largest type of jellyfish? Okay. A, Irukandji, which we kind of took that answer away, so that's a gimme. B, Portuguese man o' war.
That sounds good.
That's a real name of a jellyfish, okay? C, lion's mane jellyfish. And D, the moon jellyfish. All right.
I'll go with B, with the Portuguese.
Final answer.
You know, that sounds, it's a really good name, so I guess it's B, Portuguese.
Ah,
sounds like your test.
Sounds like you're taking a shot to me.
Jesus.
Yeah, here you go, buddy. Good luck with that.
What is this?
You don't want to know, man. It's our jungle juice concoction.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. That looks tasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the answer was C, lion's mane jellyfish, right? So this is kind of crazy. The bell, or like the head of the jellyfish?
I thought about it. Damn it.
Has a cool name, too.
Yeah.
So the bell, or the head of this jellyfish, can grow 6 feet in diameter, which is pretty huge. But then this is the craziest part. Its tentacles can grow up to 100 feet long.
That's like, yeah, that's long.
It's like bigger than a lot of boats that I've seen, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to get into the second animal. This one's an octopus, actually. It's called the blue-ringed octopus.
I like octopus.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah.
In your Pokeball?
I like octopus in my Pokeball.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mike? You like Pokey?
Big slow jam sugar, Mike.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
No, I do not like octopus in my Pokeball.
Oh, good. Well, you definitely won't like this one, all right? So, a little physical info on this one. This one is much smaller than the box jellyfish, okay? It's only about the size of a golf ball.
Ah, not scary at all.
No, no. And with its tentacles, it can grow up to be about 8 inches total. So, still pretty small. The lifespan of these is about 2 years. And how they look, they're like a yellowish-brown color with bright neon blue spots or stripes, which are actually really pretty. If you've never seen one, you should look it up right now because they're very pretty. And these stripes are outlined in black, you know? Sounds pretty cool, right? And these are found in Indonesia, Malaysia, and again, Australia. So basically Australia.
So again, we won't go to Australia.
No go for Australia, all right?
I'll take a risk for Margot Robbie.
Yeah, she's pretty great. All right, so now let's get into its scarier facts, okay? So, this one has venom 1,000 times more potent than cyanide, which is a poison that kills people.
Good to know.
Yeah, so stay away from cyanide and blue ring jellyfish, or octopus.
Yeah.
I've always said,
I'll try.
If sitting on my couch, no sea creature will attack me.
No, but we'll get into that later. Alright, one of these little golf ball sized octopus has enough venom to kill 26 humans.
Only?
Only, man. Only 26. All right. So the symptoms of its bite are nerve signal blocking resulting in muscle numbness. Okay. Mm. Nausea, vision loss, and blindness. So that's probably good when you're swimming. loss of senses and motor skills, and it ends with muscle paralysis, which includes the muscles needed to breathe, which causes respiratory arrest and leads to death, basically.
Mm. Jesus, that's kind of scary too, huh?
What do you think? You can't breathe.
Big Mike?
Yeah, we're going to shorten it to Big Mike.
Big, slow, jam, sugary Mike.
All right, Big Mike. And there's also no known antidote. So the box jellyfish, if you get to a hospital fast enough, you'll probably live. But this one, no antidote.
So they just keep swimming, right?
Just keep swimming.
As long as we can, yeah.
Thank you, Nemo. All right. And then a big kicker of this is their bite is painless. So you might not even know you've been bitten until, you know,
you're dead.
Your muscles stop working and you can't see. Yeah.
That's a tough symptom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll figure out that you cannot see it.
You know, I hate when that happens. All right, but...
You're almost blacked out right now, anyways.
Getting there. By this next little trivia game. All right.
Yo, Mike, why are you drinking, man? It's still your turn.
Yeah, you're wild, Big Mike.
Keep it slow, buddy.
All right.
That's why they call me Slow Jam Sugary Mike.
They're about to call you Big Daddy Slurring Mike.
Ooh.
All right, but... For this one, there's been no reported deaths.
You don't slur, you sip.
For this one, there's been no reported deaths since 1960. So, it doesn't really affect us. You know, it kind of stays away from humans, for the most part.
Yeah. I still won't go to Australia.
No. Don't sign me up. So, it's just a shy little guy. You know? Probably swim away from you, maybe. But...
I've been called shy.
Yeah, I'd say. Me too. All right, Big Mike, let's go. You ready for the second round of trivia?
Big Slow Jam Sugary Mike.
You ready to take a shot at it? All right. What is the top speed of the common octopus? All right. A, 15 miles per hour. B, 25 miles per hour. C, 30 miles per hour. Or D, 8 miles per hour.
It's a tough one, eh? I don't know.
I'll go with C.
C, 30 miles an hour?
No.
B. 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Sure on this one, Big Mike?
Yes.
Damn it, that means shot time for your host.
Woo! It's Big Slow Jim Sugary Mike with the wind, baby.
Hand me one of those. One of those jungle juice concoctions. Let's give it a taste. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this. I made it for you guys, but...
That's what winners do.
Cheers. Yeah, that burns nice.
Oh, What is it?
You don't want to know. You really don't want to know what it is, all right?
All right, let's keep it that way.
All right, now for the last little aspect of our show.
Burns nice. Sounds familiar, huh?
We're going to go with our little version of the Would You Rather game, okay?
Virgin?
Would you rather?
Oh, version.
The little version.
I thought you said virgin.
Yeah. Virgin. Right. So, all right, guys, this is a question for both of you. You both get to answer, all right? Would you rather run into the box jellyfish or the blue-ringed octopus if you were alone out in open water?
Box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish?
I have a chance for survival.
True. And you can see it coming. It's 10 feet long, you know?
Box, and I will jump in the middle.
Just get all...
Yeah, just...
Just for the experience, right?
Yeah, it's all about the experience in life.
You know, you only live once. That is very
exactly.
True.
Exactly. You gotta know about everything, right?
You know what? I think I'd go with the blue-ringed octopus... Just because it's really cool looking and I feel like it'll just, you know, swim away and I'll be alright. But.
Probably. Who knows, right?
I just want.
Just give it a try and then we'll see.
We'll just go to Australia together and see what happens.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright. Well, thanks for being on my show, guys. I appreciate it. Hope you guys had fun. You know?
Well, I want to say thank you so much for inviting me to this special occasion.
You know?
Come to your studio and record about some dangerous animals.
Anytime, pal.
Like, I really appreciate that. I had a lot of fun. I'm kind of tipsy right now, to be honest.
That jungle juice will get you.
Yeah, still want to know what it is.
In closing, hopefully you guys will be back on the show someday, and we'll do this again.